liberty,
and justice for all. Good morning, all. Mrs. Rohr.
Good morning.
Bernadette. Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
Dr. Good.
Present.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Present.
Can I have a motion to approve the July 28th, 2020 agenda?
So moved.
And a second?
Here.
Any discussion? Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis? Dr. Good?
Aye.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yes.
Is there any need for an executive session at this time?
Not I.
We'll move into public participation. All meetings of the board and board appointing committees are open to the public. Is there anyone who would like to speak during this period of the meeting?
I would.
I see Carolyn's hand.
Carol.
Carolyn Garbinski, you have the floor.
Good morning. I am proud to serve as president of the Chippewa Education Association, and I'd like to speak today regarding the negotiated agreement that you are voting on this morning. The negotiations process began with an all-day meeting Monday, March 2nd, and at that time we were hopeful that negotiations would move quickly and we would have a ratified and approved agreement before the school year ended. But then the complexities and tragedies of COVID-19 hit. Obviously, negotiations took a back seat while we navigated through the end of our school year with our students and their families. The next time we met was May 18th, and then May 27th, June 4th, June 8th, June 10th, June 17th, June 19th, June 25th, June 30th, July 1st, July 13th, and finally, July 14th. To say this was an easy process would not be accurate. We did hit a few bumps in the road. However, there was very good dialogue and very good understanding with both parties. We were encouraged by Mr. DeAngelis to show how our ask would add value to the contract. We believe that the asks we had truly do add value for our teaching staff, which in turn adds value to our students, their families, and our community. Having strong and viable wording elevates all employees. This agreement shows worth and dignity for our teaching staff. Ken, TJ, Beth, and I would like to thank Mr. Osborne, Ms. Koch, Mr. Rodriguez, and Mr. DeAngelis for their time and their collaborative effort that in the end was beneficial to all. The Chippewa Education Association met on a Zoom meeting to discuss and give explanation for all the particulars. We voted and ratified this agreement Monday, July 20th. Some of our members were out of town or had other commitments and were not able to show up in person to vote, but we heard from many of them expressing support for the agreement. Of those who did show up in person to vote, it was clear with a unanimous decision that this agreement is accepted and ratified. As a negotiating team, we are pleased that our members supported this without dispute. So as CEA president and representing all of our members, I'm asking that each of you show support not only for our teachers, but for our district with a clear, unanimous vote for this negotiated agreement. In doing so, we stand strong and united. Thank you for your time and your consideration.
Thank you, Carolyn. Do we have anyone else who would like to participate in this session of the board meeting? I don't see any hands or chat requests. So we will move on to section 3, the superintendent's report. Todd, would you like me to read that? Or would you like to go ahead?
No,
the board resolution, I want to thank Carolyn. Part of what's here in terms of the superintendent's report and the board resolution in this first reading was not only discussed with the teachers union, but also the OC union to have an insurance committee. I had some discussions with both unions with that. And the first step in establishing that committee is to have a board policy regarding an advisory committee just focus on the insurance. And it's an ad hoc committee. So this one is specifically here. The first one written here is to establish the ad hoc committee. And if you go through the board policy here, may appoint ad hoc advisory committees, provide consultation services for determining the needs and expectations of the district and its residents. The central purpose of all advisory committees is to contribute to the educational program by conducting studies, identifying problems, developing recommendations that enhance the effectiveness of the decision making. Specific topics for study or activity are assigned in writing to each committee. Immediately following its appointment, committees are instructed as to the length of time each member is being asked to serve, the services the board wishes rendered, the resources the board intends to provide, and the approximate date for which the board expects to dissolve the committee. Each committee serves in advisory capacity only, proposing recommendations based on analysis of a problem, and exists only as long as is necessary to conduct the study and report to the board. The board gives careful consideration to all recommendations, although final actions and responsibility remain with the board. The superintendent or his designee informs members of the committee of the board's actions. Upon its completing its assignment, each committee is either dissolved promptly or given a new task. Committees are not allowed to continue for prolonged periods without definite assignments. The board has sole power to dissolve any of its advisory committees and reserves the right to exercise this power at any time during the life of any committee after seeking the advice of superintendent. All appointments to advisory committees are made by the superintendent with the approval of the board. The Sunshine Law and its exceptions apply to board meetings and board appointed committees and subcommittees, including meetings of advisory committees to the board. So if our first one is going to be to review the insurance for the district, the concern I had and when I met with Mr. Markling was to talk about, make sure if we had to break off and have a subcommittee, we had the power to create that. So this resolution in its first reading gives us the power not only to create that insurance committee, but also the ability to have a subcommittee if needed from that committee, if that makes sense. So that is just the first reading of this. We'd have the second reading in August it goes on.
So if there's no further discussion.
Hold on, I have a question.
Oh, sorry.
I just want to make sure up front that because this is reading board appointed committees and it reads that the superintendent is appointing, do we do the sunshine laws? It doesn't matter if it's superintendent appointed, we're still going by those laws, correct? So these meetings have to be advertised and open to the public, et cetera, minutes kept.
Well, there are exceptions. If you only have two board members, it's not considered a full committee.
Right.
We follow the sunshine law. So if there had if we had 10 CEA members, 10 OPC members and two board members, we'd have to have notes and the committee's going to come back, but it doesn't follow the sunshine law. The moment we would go three board members on that committee,
right,
all under sunshine law.
All right, thank you.
Any other discussion? By voice call, all in favor of accepting the superintendent's?
Aye.
A report?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Report is accepted. Moving on to the superintendent's consent agenda.
All right. Letter A, approved the CEA contract effective July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2023. I would like to echo the same, very similar thoughts that Carolyn had. We had great discussions. When you walk into it as a superintendent being in a district for only 2 years, Sometimes there's a lot of history that you're unaware of. You end up learning through negotiations. And I would really like to thank the teachers team. They were very cordial, very welcoming. When I had questions, and I had several, they were very kind in terms of explaining as to how they got to these points or how they believe these conclusions were reached or what they interpreted the contract to mean. And so it took a little while, and a lot of it probably had to do with me being updated. So I apologize for the length of time. But at the very end of the day, we had a very strong group of people that care not only about the district, that care about the professionals that work in this district and the kids that we serve. And so I was very proud of the team that came in and the work that we did and with the contract that we have here to propose to the board to be accepted. So there will need to be a motion.
So moved.
Can I have a second?
Here.
Any other discussion? Ms. Fenn?
Yes.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Moving on to item 5, new business. Item A is board discussion and ranking of the criteria architects.
Well, Molly, we need to go back to B and C,
I'm
please.
Not done yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where did
We're moving right along.
Okay.
I printed on the back of the page. Sorry about that.
B, working with CEA once again, we are in a COVID-19, and we wanted to recognize a couple things with the MOU that's part of your board packet. One, the coaches start way before the season actually starts working. And so we needed to approve an MOU for the payment of the supplemental contracts. I completed a survey last night about 10:30 with the OHSAA regarding sports because they could be canceled. And so we worked together on this. We passed along some ideas, and we did. We came to a conclusion that we thought was fair for everyone. So I'm asking you to approve the MOU for payment of supplemental contracts for the 2020-21 school year. So I need a motion for that.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Ms. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yes.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Item C is to approve the following supplemental contracts for the 2020-2021 school year. Todd, do you have anything to add to that?
Yep. Now that we have a contract in an MOU, depending on what happens with COVID-19, we can start moving forward. Now, this is not the full list, but it is a possibility. You know, the student council could be starting up in August before the school year starts. So we did handpick some of the full year supplementals to get approved because some of these, along with the athletics, actually start before the school year begins. And so it's not a complete list in August. We will have a complete list at the August 10th meeting.
Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Ms. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yeah.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Moving on to new business, item 5. A is board discussion and ranking of criteria architects. Todd?
Go ahead, TJ.
I was going to say, so at last meeting, we set up 5 architects. We interviewed them. We asked all the board members to rank them, and then we pulled a small group together to review those rankings. I have those. This is what's going to go in the following resolution. The board ranked Garvin Miller number 1, 2nd was BPD, and 3rd was Hasenstab.
Shall I read any of the items under section 5 or 6?
I don't see a need, Molly. It's all there.
Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yeah.
Dr. Good?
Yeah.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yeah.
If there's no further discussion, can I have a motion to adjourn via voice?
Here.
Second.
The next regular board meeting will be held on August 10th, 2020, beginning at 6 p.m. This meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a good day.